Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 21st of January, and I'm recording at 10:10 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, what about stock markets here today? Well, let's start with the USA this time. The Dow was down a small fraction, quarter of a point. The S&P was up a quarter of a point, and the NASDAQ up twice that, more than twice that. Now, so the NASDAQ still leading, and both the NASDAQ 100 and the NASDAQ Composite Index both had new all-time closing highs here today. Now, they've led throughout this bull market, and they are leading right now. So there's nothing on those consistent charts looking at the other indices, which include the S&P, of course. There's nothing given the consistency of those charts to suggest that we will not get another step upwards quite soon. The only background factor to argue against that is that we are somewhat overextended relative to the 200-day moving averages, but that can persist over the intermediate term, and it isn't until investors take fright for some specific reason and we lose that rhythmic consistency that you will see on weekly charts. And have a look at those. SPX, that's the S&P, CCMP. Sounds like a Russian event, doesn't it? But that's the NASDAQ Composite and also the NDX index. To see what I mean, look at weekly charts with a 200-day moving average. Okay, elsewhere in the Americas here, well, Canada fraction lower, Mexico a third of a point lower, and Bolivia the same. The European stock markets were mixed, very small percentage moves overall, but off pretty much offsetting gains and declines. A little bit more activity in the Asian markets. Now I noticed that the Nikkei was up nearly 1%, and the Hang Seng Index was also strong. Let's just see what TSE 2 did here. TSE 2, TSE 2. Forgive me for taking this time to put the actual chart up. But actually, it was actually down today. So after all those days, I'm only down a tiny fraction here. But as I say, the NASDAQ was stronger, and the topics index is also stronger. Hang Seng was up, China a little bit firmer, but Hang Seng up just under half a percentage point. The Shanghai Composite Index gained over three quarters of a point here, and there was a cash injection. I think from the Bank of China. Here, there's so much uncertainty about China. People are very unsure. We're all very unsure in terms of what the government's actually going to do next. But I take it as an encouraging sign that we've seen the government injecting cash here today. On the fundamentals, this is cheap. The Shanghai Composite Index is selling at 10 times earnings, and it has a yield of just over 3%. And that's about as good as it's been for China in terms of competitive valuations for a very, very long time. And it's very competitive relative to the US. Skeptics don't believe the figures. I think that's maybe a little bit too cynical. Overall, but what we have here in the short to medium term is an oversold market, but it is still in an overall downward trend. But I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see a rally here fairly soon. That China-Hong Kong Enterprise Index was up 1.78%, so a good gain there. India, a little bit higher. I think we well, it's on the Sensex Index, it's 21,251. Now, while on an intraday basis, it's been 100 or 200 points higher on a number of days, I think this might actually be the second highest close that we've seen. So this is a very steady market here overall. And some of the ASEAN indices that have been under pressure recently were a little bit firmer, including both Thailand and Indonesia. In government bond markets, just a fraction lower on the 10-year, which will mean for the US, which means the yield will be a fraction higher, but we're very, very range bound here at hovering around the 2.85 level or slightly below for that 10-year yield. The dollar index, which has had a steady month here overall, but down a little bit today. Yeah, we see the euro steady, 135.61. Sterling quietly steady here, 160.6477. Interesting in currencies. So I was looking at the Chinese renminbi, which dipped below that 6 renminbi to the US dollar earlier in the month, and is now just a fraction above that level. It has been a very strong currency all year. And if you look at it on a long-term chart, and you can find it in the library, of course, CNY is the code. But you look at it on an historic chart, and it has now retraced most, not quite all, but most of the big devaluation that occurred in 1994. And if you remember that was very destabilizing for the Asian region, and I felt was a contributing factor to the Asian economic crisis that occurred a few years later. But my guess is that having retraced most of that devaluation, and also brought and trying to ring in a little bit of inflation pressure, obviously, in the process, and having brought it back to that nice round six figure, that may well see the renminbi no longer trend lower here against the US dollar and just range sideways here. But obviously, this is a managed currency, so it's not my opinion that counts, but what the political leaders are actually saying, not least Mr. C. Okay, gold and silver a little bit weaker here today, so they've come back from the higher side of their trading ranges. Gold currently trading on spot at $1,240 and a little bit of change, and silver is back below 20. It's at 1985. As I speak, that's down 45 cents. Palladium was a fraction higher, and platinum a fraction lower. Most of the industrial, I think all of the industrial metals were lower here today. I'll just have a look again, and they were. And grains also lower. So again, looking down this list of agricultural commodities, pretty well all lower, with the clear exception of cotton, which has been strong recently, and that was higher again, up a dollar or 1.33 cents to 88 cents. Overall, and I think that is pretty much it, except for the crude oil contracts, steady up a half a dollar near the lower side of their ranges. So that puts the Brent at 106.85 and the WTI at 95.23. And that's it on Tuesday, the 21st of January. So all the very best to all of you.